This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the podcast. You're the real OGs. Thank you very much for being here for the bonus podcast. We know how hard it is to get a link to something, go into it and use your thumb and scroll down and put in your card details and all that faff. So I see you, okay? The journey, the sacrifice that you've made. We see you. Thank you for being here.
They're attractive.
They're very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my, is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
Can I say we got a really good voice message?
Yeah, did we?
In our Young Hot Guys, Young Hot, YHG Pod or whatever.
At YHG Pod, please send in.
The only ever...
your messages
The only
your
ever Instagram account
notes.
Created to stop people being put on a register.
We really had to do that. Yeah, it was long overdue.
From Clara. And this is a little voice note from
Lovely.
Clara.
Hey guys, how's it going? Big fan of the podcast.
Thank you.
And I was listening to the episode today and I heard Tony mention about the Lido and Pear Street. Just reminded me of a time that my dad told me back in, you know, the Celtic Tiger, he was working in one of those offices around Pear Street and there was a big American investor coming in. And, you know, my dad was left up to kind of entertaining him when he arrived and bring him for lunch and all that. And your man arrives anyway, and the second that he gets there, he says, oh, the first thing I want to do is I want to have fish and chips. Like, I want to have proper Irish fish and chips. Mm. My dad says, all right. Like, personally, I would have brought him down to Burdock's next to Christchurch or something like that.
Yeah,
my
sure.
dad just thought, okay, well, we'll just go to the Lido anyway. So they get into the Lido, and your man's standing there, and, like, he already looks, like, less than impressed. And my dad said he was there trying to kind of make it, jazz up the experience a little bit. And next thing, a dog walks in and pissed up against the... you know, the chipper bar there. And just thought it was the most mortifying experience of his life.
A great story, well told.
Well told. Yeah, because the thing, I mean, but like, I like the chipper experience where it's kind of like, okay, there's a small window here.
Thank you, Clara, for that.
Thank you, Clara. Like, there's a small, it's almost like buying drugs. Like, this is the small window. Cash goes in here, the chips go through there.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of all blocked off, it's cordoned off. Yeah, it is not that kind of like, pissing on the fucking bar.
It's not where you bring a big American investor.
No.
Like, I'm going to show them the, like, you know, in New York, they're bringing them to like fucking, you know, bringing them to Broadway. There we
Broadway,
go.
Broadway. You might even
to Broadway. He's like,
catch a show, dinner at the Ritz.
Yeah. We might go. Might go to IMC and or the Savoy and catch. I don't know. Spy Kids.
What year are you?
I don't know when this happened, but
she said it was the Celtic Tiger.
Celtic Tiger.
Yeah,
yes.
Spy Kids.
Spy Kids.
Spy Kids wasn't a movie for me. Can I just say? I
wasn't
never,
for me either.
Oh, were you too old?
Maybe get this
wasn't
closer
for me.
To you.
Shane, is this your first microphone?
Am I not right in front of the microphone?
Well, Killian, thank you, Killian, for doing that for him.
I just think the
I feel like I'm taking hits today.
The young hot peeps.
You have been also like with a sharp barb at him.
I have a sharp barb at Killian as part of my podcast patter.
Sharp
yeah, it's
podcast
cat banter.
Penis.
God, you... Yeah. Okay. No, sorry. Pieces. No, I will be better at the microphone. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm only messing with you.
I'm sorry.
I'm just messing with you, man.
No,
yeah, yeah, I'm just taking everyone seriously, man.
No, it's just, I feel like sometimes you just gang up. There's kind of a gang energy.
Why don't you ever gang up on me? Do you remember one time?
We do
time?
Behind your back.
Yeah,
okay,
behind your back
fair.
We say a lot about you.
Well.
We went to this hilarious night, remember? And Tony wasn't there. And we
well,
had,
there actually is a
so
lot of those
funny.
Stories, actually. So you're driving to places together.
Yeah,
you're
Tony,
like going to...
I did your tour the time before and we drove places together.
I know, but
together.
This cunt wasn't in the picture. Sorry, Killian.
Killian wasn't alive.
Picture, so
alive
you weren't even alive.
It's all my fault.
To be jealous, you know? No, look, it's fine. I remember one time I told my mom. My mom is a very, her kind of like love language is kind of telling us like to fuck off. Because she used to call my brother fuckface a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, getting for your dinner there, fuckface. And like he'd laugh. I remember one time I said to her, why did you not call me? Why did you always call Andy names? You never call me names. And she goes, well, Tony, like you're a bit sensitive. And I was like, no, I want you to call me names. And then later she was all like, all right, dinner's ready, dickhead. And I was like, I don't like this. I don't like it. And she dropped it.
It sounds like you made your mother work work.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
You put her through the ringer.
Yes, 100%. And I have not made, like, you know, reprimands. What's it? Not reprimands.
Reparations.
Reparations.
Yeah. Killian knew that one straight away. The Germans know all about reparations.
I know all about that.
I know, yeah. Nah, you got us.
I feel like I've not made reparations for that, you know? Do you feel like you have reparations to your parents that are due or owed or anything like that?
Not Jewish, but... No, I think you.
I don't know how you do it.
You do. See, my parents won't be stopped for, like, they'll insist on giving the lifts and all. And I'm like, they won't. But then my mom will drop in. You know, when my mother's my age, I was doing everything for her at this age. And you're like, well, what do you want? Like, do you want? They're out there, like, picking up the shed. And you're like, okay, well, we could have picked up the shed. And they're like, no, it's fine. And then every now and then she'll drop in one of those. She's not one of those pass out moms who say, like, is horrible to you. My mom's nice to us as a kind of a rule of hers. But like, she will drop in that and you're like, well, what do you want? Do you want to do everything yourself, or do you want us to just basically fix your email account? Is that what you, that's all you want?
Imagining people or expecting people that age to be able to communicate what they want is a big ask.
That's
true. I'm now someone who grew up in, you know, relatively like a millennial, being able to communicate that is a lot. Like, what, explaining what you, expecting someone who grew up in Ireland in like that era, what you want is just so like...
It's so important to be able to name those needs, isn't it? And to really just kind of state your boundary like that.
I want.
And what, you know,
what do you want,
and that's
Tony?
A bigger question.
I want.
What are you, you know, there's your wants and then there's your needs. And it's so important to delineate those, to demarcate those.
I want to want, but you know, I'm not at that stage yet. I want to want, but to want first, I must want others to want.
And there's a whole post-colonial thread to that too, isn't there? Yeah, that's all I know about really.
I am want to want.
I even found it hard when I was learning Spanish and you have to say me gusta, which literally means like, no, quiero. It would be like, I want.
Yeah.
So if you're like ordering a beer, quiero una cerveza, por favor, you know? And but like, do you have to say like, I want? I'm just saying that to someone like, I want a beer.
Yeah.
It feels weird. Like, I even now, when if I'm dropping, if a taxi man's dropping, or woman, or non-binary taxi person, they are dropping me somewhere. I always, it's always the same, like, you know, anywhere here is fine. And I don't think there's anything else you can say. What else could you say? Like, stop now. Stop the car. This is my house. Stop. Like, but it's, you know, how is that the only thing that you can say? It seems so hard just to be like, I want you to stop the car, you know? Just
Peter gave me a lift home the other day and I made him drive directly to my house, which is a bit awkward. And I was like, ah, fuck, I'm doing it.
Yeah, fuck him.
I'm doing it.
I want it.
Yeah. There was also a big funny thing where Peter's, his card wouldn't work, you know, the swipe card thing. And then their man, on Peter was so weird about it. He was like, Peter McGann, this is. And he was like, I was like, press the help button. He's like, oh, where's that? He pressed, okay, oh, hold on. And he pressed the button. Your man's like, are you in your vehicle? And Peter goes, what? He's like, are you in your vehicle? And he goes, is it a new vehicle? And he was like, no. It's like, I was sitting there. He's like, shut up with all that rigmarole. I was like, it's really, we just took about 30 seconds longer now. Anyway, I was laughing at him.
That's so funny.
Oh, God. Yeah, he is a funny guy.
He's a funny guy.
He's a freak, actually.
He's a freak.
Yeah, he's 7 days weird. Total weirdo. He's like
seven
that all the time.
He is.
He doesn't subscribe to this, so that's why I know I can talk about him freely.
Yeah, we asked him and he doesn't subscribe, but he's done it. He's shouted out the podcast enough times, the fella. If we were to do a guest, he would be up there.
He'd be up there. But you know, I think
what would we do? People keep saying that about the guests. Like, I don't know what we'd do. They'd have to just sit here and talk the shite with us.
That's it.
I'm not going to go, say we had Peter, I'm not going to go, so where does it all start, Peter? Like, were you the class clown in school and, you know, just kind of one thing led to the other? Were you always interested in doing comedy?
You're always a bit mental.
Did you fall into this? Yeah, I just don't.
Where do you get your ideas from?
Is it your deep, sick mind?
What did your man on TV3 say to you? You know us so well. Was that it?
I can't remember.
He said something along those lines.
God, you know us so well. Like, I'm Irish. God, you really know us. Well, I spent my entire life here and kind of am from here.
Wow. But you're over there though, aren't you? Like, you're over on that side of the line. That's fascinating, isn't it? You do know us though.
You know as Irish an observer. People so well.
Yeah. I'd be worried if we brought someone else in here that we'd get into kind of like bitchy girl kind of like dynamics and we'd like, I think we'd turn on one of us. I think the guest and two of us would turn on another person.
Think I'm a people pleaser and I feel like I've got you guys pleased. So I think when the guest comes in, I would just immediately
please
start
them.
Trying to please them. And if that meant like...
I've got you guys, please.
Oh, these guys. You know that kid with the parent? You know the kid who like tries to form an alliance with the parent at sleepover or whatever? And it's like, it's like, oh my God, they're being so loud. I'm sorry about that. Do you need help like doing stuff? Like that's kind of
kiss you?
Yeah. Just walking into the kitchen going, oh, yeah. They want to watch, God, they want to watch like Flubber again? Ugh. I don't know.
I understand Mr. Murphy's been working late a lot. Like, are you okay? Tell me about that. Can I hold your hand? Can I kiss you?
Love
I shagged your mom there, Sean.
Love that skirt, Marie. Is that from Monsoon?
That's stunning.
You look lovely.
Yeah. What do you think about Brian Cowan? Do you think he's up for it?
You know what? That people pleaser. You are a nice person, whatever.
Yeah. And people pleaser as well.
You know who loves to call themselves people pleasers? Cunts. Yeah. Like, you know me, yeah. I'm such a people pleaser, and you know, I end up kind of putting myself, then I don't look after myself, and I end up kind of like, you know, you end up then having to go, no, hold on, I have to call a halt to this and just look after me. And it's not a selfish thing either, because I'm actually completely without, you know, I'm without vice, I'm 100% virtuous. Yeah. So it's not a selfish thing, but sometimes you do look after yourself, don't you? I'm always kind of making sure everyone else is happy.
And you don't expect anything from them, do you? You don't expect anything.
I expect nothing. It's That's my altruism.
You don't resent it when they don't give you back, do you?
Yeah. And
you don't resent them to their
bone. Altruistic person
when they don't
ever
give
back,
reciprocate.
Yeah.
You know, anyone who is a real, true people pleaser knows it's quite a horrible affliction, and it's not helping anyone really.
True people pleasers actually don't expect anything else. Mm. It's literally just like, I'm going to please you and just leave me alone, kind of in a weird. Like, I feel like that's kind of the, I need you happy with me, and we're in a good kind of zone here.
Yeah.
But I feel like those kind of like, I'm a real people pleaser kind of people are like, I'm very generous to people, but I kind of want exactly the same kind of energy back. And if I don't get it, I will fall out with you. Like, I will fall. You know, people who just like fall out. You know, you mates who are like, I fell out with that person, being like,
I've had very few fallouts. I'm not a fallout type.
I'm not a fallout
person.
Type. No. But, you know, there are serial fallout people, you know. Yeah.
And they don't know that they're the common entity.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you get? Three of those, and then people go, okay, you're the problem.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's that
I feel like
thing.
If you want to fall out with someone, like, you still, like, if I wanted to fall, I probably have fallen out with people, but they don't know it. Like, I have probably actively fallen out and been like, but like, we're so cool. I'm just like, what is the end goal? That we just don't really see each other that much? We're kind of in that right now. But like, hey, you're grand, I'm grand. Why does it need to be we don't talk to each other and we hate each other?
Yeah, yeah.
I do not like you, but it's also like, I don't like you, but we're also just like, as far as you know, we're grand.
Yeah. So some of your friends and family, you have fallen out with,
they don't know.
They don't know. Yeah.
But if it's a much better way of doing it, I find, rather than be like, there they are.
Yeah, but then it's always that case of, do you care enough about the person to help them fix the fact that they're kind of an absolute prick?
Not in your 30s.
Like, right? It's kind of like, there was a great tweet someone said where they said, like, the worst person you know is in therapy right now being told that they need to be more selfish. Mm. It's like, you know, like, maybe it's on therapists to, like, really, because they so rarely do. They need to sometimes tell, some people, like, you're kind of like a bad type of person. You have a lot of bad tendencies. And anyway, I mean, like, I don't know anything about that. I should be going to therapy. Maybe I'm a cunt. I don't know.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
Fucking plummeted so quick, like a fucking spitfire blasting into fucking.
I don't want to judge anyone or anything like that. You know, I don't. Mm.
Yeah, sure.
I think a therapist should be a person who sits in the room and has a flyer and a website, and I don't want them to have an Instagram or a TikTok.
No, what's that about?
I don't want this.
I hate the TikTok ones.
You know,
I hate like the fact that they will set up lighting in a room and talk to be like, when you were a kid, like you probably don't realize, but like your mum might have picked up, you know, your brother ahead of you, and you saw that and you thought, oh, well, she like him more than me. Is there something wrong with me? You know,
here's one for you guys. We're all carrying a load around with us from childhood.
A load?
A load? Oh,
I knew you were going to say that.
I shouldn't have said it.
No, that is a type of thing they say.
Oh, right. We're all carrying a load of spunk inside us.
You're carrying.
And we need
that
to release those loads.
When we were an agrarian society, we would carry the grain on our back. And over time, that grain, the weight of it, providing, caring, nourishing those around us, began to really cripple us.
This week on This American Life.
Yeah. I'm Hourglass. He's always too cool about Hourglass. We're talking to him.
Do you listen to the Daily? I'm always in my head just going, here's what else you need to know today.
Mm.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, well, I can't listen to it. I found it a bit too fucking much.
Too American. They say legislature all the time. They love saying, I mean, that's legislature.
That's good.
The vocal fry and Leicester.
There's no
sure, of course. Right. Leicester.
I find listen to that.
Leicester.
Like, the episodes are not, like, they have to put an episode out every day. Mm.
The Daily. You know,
the Daily. So, like, they're
it's
not
a
exactly,
podcast from the New York Times, isn't it?
Yeah. But, like, they're not exactly weighted. They're not exactly weighted. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like this is more important than the next thing. Do you know what I mean? But it goes into your brain like it's as important as the last thing you heard. And it's not really. And all of it kind of won't ever, a lot of it is not really relevant to you or anything that you can kind of do to kind of enact any kind of change.
Mm.
So I just kind of.
You don't, They also absolutely fucked it with the war in Gaza. Like, they, and the New York Times,
the credibility of the New York Times is really in jeopardy at the moment.
It's in bits. What's her name? Mona Chalabi. She's absolutely going at them. She won a Pulitzer Prize with the New York Times. And then this is a little bit of journalist drama.
Let's have it.
But you're this is click. Only for, I would not say this on the main.
Sure.
But this is only for, but my journalist friend in New York heard that someone in the New York Times, right, on their private Instagram, they shared a graphic that Mona Chalabi, who's won a Pulitzer Prize for the New York Times, had written done about Gaza and the amount of, I think, the amount of civilian children casualties. Mm. Shared that graphic in her private story, and someone from the New York Times, a colleague of hers who followed her, ratted her out, and they started to say, you have to remove all that if you want to say working in the New York Times or something like that. They went at her.
That's insane.
New York Times, man. What the fuck's going on there?
I mean, well, what kind of hat would you like me to wear? Tinfoil?
Tinfoil today, or, Tony.
Yeah, okay, tinfoil.
So today we're talking to Tinfoil Tony. Well,
there's a cabal. We all know about him. This is the kind of comedy stuff people come to expect from us, you know?
Stop.
What is going on?
What's wrong
here?
With this?
It's just so funny.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me to actually stop.
Like, this is the sort of comedy you come to expect. It's just like, I don't know, just putting a finer pop.
I don't know. Did you ever see a foreskin? Like, what the fuck? Am I right?
Yeah.
That's a bit of comedy now. That'll take, I'm just trying to balance it out. Just for balance.
Yeah.
Just for balance.
And for balance sheets. And
the Ballon d'Or.
I have some questions here for you.
Okay.
These are 50 questions that will free your mind.
Oh, thank God, because my mind has been trapped.
How old would you be if you didn't know how old you are?
26, 27?
Yeah, I kind of feel that too. Yeah, me too.
This is like Bart answering the one-handed clapping.
Yeah.
Wait, so I'm able to look at myself in the mirror?
No, just like, what do you feel?
It's a more spiritual... I need to know that. Because if I could look at myself in the mirror, it'd be a very different answer.
Why? What would you say? If you could look 42, if you look in the mirror?
I'm in bits. My ankle, I went over my ankle. I'm you know,
so you hold your ankle up to the ear. Up to the ear, up to the mirror.
I've got bad teeth. I can, you know, back pain, all this stuff. Like, But in spirit, 28.
Do you know, I can't listen to you talk about yourself not feeling like you're attractive or young looking. It's like when that meme of Mel Gibson talking to Jesus and he's got all the fucking scars on him. I feel like you're talking to us being like, no, I'm a piece of shit. And I'm just like, you know, this guy got a fucking backache from writing his signature. Okay. So we're wasting away. With the greatest respect, Shane is far more athletic than I am, right? He's fitter than me and he's stronger than me. But we're wasting
both
away.
Both more flexible than me. Far more flexible.
Oh, sure. Mobility. A woman say
that I was the least flexible. Sorry, not a woman. I had a physio tell me that I was the least flexible person.
Was she a woman?
Yeah, she was a
What's
woman.
What's his name? Oh, sorry. Physio was a woman?
That's your first problem.
What's his name?
That's your
man's
first
father
problem.
Is my father's
son. Yeah. I cannot correct this man's posture. He's my son. What? Hang on, how does that work?
Keshtanua.
If life is so short, why do we do so many things we don't like so many things that we don't do?
If life is so short,
why do we do so many things we don't like?
Okay.
And like so many things that we don't do?
I think that, first of all, grass is always greener. Okay. But also,
nice.
I'm a big believer in a little bit of doing stuff that you don't like. I feel like a lot of life is doing things you don't. I'm not a hedonist in that kind of way. Is that the right word?
Yes.
Hedonistic. I think that you got to learn how to do stuff that you don't like, because when you've just got stuff that you like all the time, it's just not. It's not a happy life. You're not like the solution. Anna was looking at this thing about addictions and the way we're addicted to our phones. And do you know what gets us away from addiction? It is pain. Pain gets rid of addictions. This is something that like any
yeah,
type
I wouldn't
of
lead
game,
with that. That doesn't
yeah,
sound good.
That's a bit dodgy. That's yeah, you need, be careful there.
No, but you not like obviously like not like fucking, but hey, like jumping in Coke? Cold water or you know doing fitness or exercise or things like that. Mm. They like make you get rid of this kind of like addictive dopamine thing.
Mm.
And I kind of think it's like I have that approach to life. Like you got to do things that you don't like in order to. You know, writing this book has been fucking horrible and tough, but it's good. It's kind of like I got a goodness to it.
What's the point? How can anything be good how can you enjoy something without knowing what it is to not enjoy something? You know, that kind of thing.
Through a crack too wide, there flows no wonder.
Mm. And there's a crack in everything, and that's where the light gets in.
My
Leonard Cohen.
Mm. I do think that there's definitely some, I think a lot of people don't do a lot of stuff that they are really into, you know?
Yes.
We kind of just like, people are probably, there's true. Probably people being like, I actually would love rock climbing. Anyway, see you in 10 years till I have that thought again. Mm. I actually wouldn't mind rock climbing. Oh, well, probably
I went
mountain
biking 10 years ago and it was the best day of my life. And we got in the car ride home, we said, let's just do this all the time. This was the best fun ever.
Where'd you go?
I didn't go once since then.
Oh.
Tick knock.
Yeah. Tick knock.
Yeah, there's great mountain biking. Yeah.
We should go.
That's literally like,
our hips would break.
You know, fucking 20 minute drive from my house and I haven't gone once.
Yeah.
My mountain bike got stolen and I never got another one.
It's heartbreaking.
So life is tough, you know?
Life is tough.
Sorry, just on that, a crack too wide, there flows no wonder, which is the Patrick Kavanagh line. Blind Boy was on the radio and he was talking about that. And he was talking about, he's talking about his interpretation of that line, which was where he looked over, there was a wall he used to walk home from and he looked over the wall and he always wondered what was over it. And one day he looked over it and he saw it and it was quite disappointing. And he interpreted through a crack through wide, there flows no wonder. My dad is listening to an interview and he goes, no, he's misinterpreted that line of poetry. He was like, no, he's misinterpreted that. It's about sort of, restricting yourself and then finding joy in the things that true, you know. And I was like, okay, dad, leave Blind Boy alone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oatcake.
Oatcake. Thoughts?
Is that the question? Because the answer is yes.
Some of these aren't great.
Some of these podcasts aren't great, but
no, that's
doing
true.
Them.
Yeah. Oh, fuck off! This is a good one.
Some of these comedians aren't. No, I'm being. I'm just kidding around.
Which is worse?
No, I'm offended.
Which is worse, when a good friend moves away, or losing touch with a good friend who lives right near you? I don't like that one.
Good friend moving away is really good for your friendship.
Can be, yeah.
It's the best thing. My siblings and me are like best friends, and they all live abroad, and like that has to have something to do with it. Like, I would love them to be home.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah,
that's what they
so
say.
So, with good friends, I wish all my friends would move. And then I could just stay in my apartment.
I'm very bad at WhatsApp, though, you know?
Okay.
I'm very bad. And you know what annoys me? I feel like all I do with my boys is, like, just go to the pub. And it's not what we all want to do. We would all probably like to do something, like rock climbing, or go hiking, or go for walks. And I have people I do not see because I don't go to the pub sometimes. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just... And it's a kind of like, it's less, who do I want to see? I want to spend time with you. And more of, who is around to go to the, you know, that kind of like, throw it up in a group, who's around? Mm. And that's, you know, I'd like to change that, I think.
I've gotten into playing chess and I really want to find a way that I can play chess socially. So that I'm not doing it on my phone and like there's, you know, some lad from India that I'm playing against and I'm like, you fucking idiot, I have you. I want to be able to do that to like someone across the table, like that I can chat to. And
do you have a good chess set?
I have a pretty basic one. My dad has a very good one. I have a
Gary Kasparov proper one.
Oh my God, Child of Divorce.
Why don't you you set up, remember there was a trend for this type of video online, Facebook era, why don't you just sit there and set up a chessboard and be like, put a little sign saying, anyone can play, and then like someone else could be nearby saying free hugs.
I walked past this guy, this man set up to play chess on his own, but no one will play with him.
That's AI generated nonsense.
Get this guy someone to play chess with. Someone play chess with this old man. That's a viral video.
And the next day, everyone in New York played chess with
him. The next day, he was killed in a stampede.
De Blasio played with him.
He was so tired of moving pawns.
It turned out he was shit at chess because everyone was beating him.
He just thought it was a fancier version of drafts.
All right, here's an annoyingly pompous one, right? When was the last time that you marched into the dark with only the soft glow of an idea that you strongly believed in?
Are you joking me?
Well, I actually set up the Docklands Development Authority. That was my idea. So I did set up the IFSC and stuff like that.
That's very good. Okay, I'll go. Okay.
You're welcome.
Marched into the dark with an idea. I know that that has something to do with like personal, but all I'm thinking is like Lord of the Rings kind of stuff. Like,
it's very
I'm imagining Sam and Frodo going into that, following Sméagol into the caverns where Shelob's lair is.
Who turned out to be a hot bird in the video game. They made Shelob into like a hot woman.
What?
Yeah, like a fuckable spider.
How?
In like the Shadows of Mordor or Shadows of War. Middle-earth Shadows of War.
Okay.
Yeah, Shelob is like a hot spider.
Okay, are you branching out from cats to...
No, just like if you're going to turn the spider into a hot woman, I'll have a look.
I'll be there.
I'll be there.
I'll survey.
Okay, we'll try one more of this kind of bullshit. If... Who's got tummy rumblies?
Me, sorry.
Yeah, we'll have lunch now.
Me,
sorry. Sorry, you said that a bit like that.
Okay.
No, it doesn't work when I'm mean to you.
If you could,
no, I'm mean to you. That's the dynamic. Yeah. Sorry, Anthony. Please.
If you could offer a newborn child only one piece of advice, what would it be?
Get into comedy. Earlier the better.
Earlier the better. Yeah. Start off with the pee pee poo poos. Then maybe go for the kind of like random kind of like knock knock. Who's there? A banana.
Dress the baby kind of in like a suit and give them put a microphone in their hands instead of a dodo.
Yeah, a dodie.
I think I'd say
dodo rail.
Set your boundaries now. That's what I'd say. I was like, come straight out the gate. You need to set those boundaries.
Yeah.
I don't
like your mother is going to try and want to hug you. She's going to want to cuddle you. See, feed Lawrence you. Fox, worry about it. You say no.
He's on the radio. He's like poor Billy Piper's ex, and he's like on GB News going, you know, I've got. My kids are saying that I have to. They have to ask for consent before I give them a kiss or a hug. I'm going to hug and kiss my kids. Okay, I'm their dad. I can do that.
Just wild.
That didn't happen. Mm. It didn't happen. And also, like, yeah, you should.
You probably should. If they're saying don't kiss
me. Yeah, they're like, Dad, don't stop coming around.
There's going to be big issues with that. I mean, could you not say, why do you ask me? Mm. Why do you ask me this? Why do you make me cry? You know, ask them something like that.
They also don't want to see me, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm their dad. I'm going to see them.
I'm showing up. Billy's going spare.
I feel sorry for those people, though, as well as all the damage they do. I do feel sorry for them. The Lawrence Foxes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's fucked. I don't feel sorry for him. He's a total cunt. He's I don't say that word often.
I can't place him.
I hate him.
I don't know him. I can't place him.
He's
been described as the most hateable man in England.
Yeah, he's a middling actor who has decided he's like the voice of free speech and stuff like that.
Ugh.
He's
anti-woke, as they call it.
Anti-woke kind of seems like a posh sort of public school.
Uncle Poke.
Arsehole.
Uncle Poke and anti-woke. Mm.
Yeah. No, as I said, he's a dickhead.
Well, you didn't say that. You said the naughty word, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
What's this t-shirt from, Killian?
This is from Na. So this is Na.
We're not, no video for that.
So it's got a little flower on it, which is designed by Aaron Quinn, and then the t-shirt is made and designed by Dylan Quinn, who is the drummer in the Sleaze. They also make the t-shirts for the Sleaze. They are an incredible company, support Irish. They also make like loads of weird shit. It's so cool. They make puzzles, they make incense burners, they make that very jar that we have in the background of the Young Hot Guys podcast.
Wow.
There is a jar with a little face on it. That's Nah as well.
That's
and
Nah.
I would say most of my clothes now is Nah. N-A-H. They clothe me.
Can I get one of your Sleaze shirts?
Yes.
Are they in your gaff?
No, they're in Dylan's, in Nah.
Okay.
The Nah company is just Dylan's bedroom.
Can I say, I got an email a while ago saying your order from the Sleaze is being shipped and I didn't order anything.
Yeah, we do little extra, I don't know.
I don't know what that was.
I didn't get that.
Yeah, you have to order something. He ordered his
t-shirt. He did order ages ago.
But I have a t-shirt.
We'll get you one for free, Tony.
A t-shirt.
We have a gig coming up. If you come to that, you get a free t-shirt.
Well, like,
I'm joking. No, you don't
have
to.
Can I just have it anyway?
You can just have it. They're very cool t-shirts.
They are very cool. And like, I don't want to support them in any way.
Yeah.
Gig.
Yeah.
Financially, I just want the merch, if that's okay.
Yeah, this February I got one saying your order from the Sleaze has shipped, and like I bought that the year before.
Oh yeah, because you only got the t-shirt, but you need the sleeves.
Oh, And on that bombshell.
Is it called The Sleaze or The Sleeves?
We don't bloody know, Shane.
You should do a song called Green Sleaze.
What is it? Would it have to be rock and roll? Down in Louisiana, yeah, I lost my girl on the Bayou Bear.
Green Sleaze.
Yeah, Green Sleaze. If you want to have a little bit of fun after this bonus, go to the Sleaze Spotify. Listen to like some of our songs. Tell Me I'm Wrong is the one that we play for the,
yes,
the Young Hot Guys podcast. And my favorite song that we've ever recorded is
sounds great. Sounds like you love it.
Wow, what a great record.
There's no name for it. Is that it? No, it's called, it's the one with the most listens on Spotify. Okay. I've got the name of it.
Well, anyway. Wow, you really soiled the ending of the podcast. Paul McCartney there.
Paul McCartney also can't remember the name of yesterday as well, so like it's the exact same kind of vibe, you know.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening to this. It is so nice to have you in the bonus land, being the peeps, and keep doing it. And if you like it, tell us. Let us know. Don't forget, you can send us messages and bits and correspondence on Instagram or on the email address as well.
At
YHGpod. At YHGpod on Instagram. That's actually easier. Do that.
Yeah, it'd be much easier, yeah.
Just DM us.
Yeah. Look, thanks. I love you. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
They're attractive.
I am very attractive.
Hot and loud.
And a little bit sad.
He was the best guy around.
Oh my. Is it hot in here or what?
You're an attractive guy.
It's the fabulous Tony Cantwell.
I'm talking about Shane Daniel Byrne.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.